So he's not roaring to bring a Pesach Rishon today. She'asofik b'yad el'asis. That means really, really, this person could bring it. He has the possibility, he has the money, he has the carbon. It's only the Issa Tomer that's stopping him. V'yeinu Yosef doesn't do it, is af derech l'chaykum. The same thing, the second case of the Pesach. Where a person is far away from Yerushalayim, he's b'derech l'chaykum. Nami, the Pesach is talking about, she'asofik b'yad el'asis. That really he has a messenger, he has somebody that would go to Yerushalayim and would bring the carbon for him. Still, the Torah says, V'yein Yaisa, he's not allowed to do it. That's Rabbi Kiva's drasha. So the Chura Rashashis has nothing to write from Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva says, a Tome and a Derech Rechoika have the exact same halacha. Like Rashi says, Av Derech Rechoika, Shasifik B'yad Alasais, Shoya Leishluchim, he had messengers, Lishalayach. Ukama Rachmon is still, the Torah says, T'einoi Oise, he's not allowed to have a carbon brought for him. Why the Midchet Chiyim? The Torah pushed him off. That's the locha, a person that's derech rechoika, like Rosh Hashanah holds, the Torah pushes you off, you can't have a Pesach Rishon. So who is a kashya of Rav Nachman? So tomorrow Rav Nachman, Olam Rav Nachman says like this, Rabbi Akiva Lataymei, Avad, the Koran to Rabbi Kiva, Avzichem Askim. Rabbi Kiva goes according to Shita, that calls the man, you yourself right now, cannot bring a Pesach, you yourself, you can't have a shliach bring it for you. Why the Ksava, Rabbi Kiva Shita is, Ein Shechtin Vizorkin Al Tomei Sheretz. The Kiva Shita is, let's say on Erev Pesach, somebody touched the Sheretz. The Locher is, if you touch the Sheretz now, you could go to the Mikveh right away, and by night time you become Tor, and by night time you'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach. So therefore we hold, you could bring a Korban. Rav Kiva holds no. Rav Kiva holds, since Lamaisa right now on Erev Pesach, B'shas at the time when they're supposed to bring the Korban Pesach, you're a Tomei, you yourself cannot come into the Beis HaMikdash. You yourself cannot be there B'shas the Shechita. You're not allowed to have a Shliach either. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. So Mel, it's very good. Maduch Rabbi Kiva holds, a person that's a Tomei Sheretz, that at night time, like he's here in Yerushalayim, and at night time he'll be Torah. Still right now, since he can't come in, he can't have a Korban brought for him. So Shita, a person that's a Derech Rechoikam, if a person is far away from Yerushalayim now in Erev Pesach, see himself cannot come into Yerushalayim. So Pshiti cannot have a Shliach either. That's a Mekiva Shita. Of a Zok Rav Nachman, of a V'yano, how do we hold? A V'yano Svira, we paskin, lay, command the Yoma, let the man Yoma that holds, Shoichten V'zorkin Al Tomei Sheretz. No, you are allowed to have a Korban Pesach brought for you, even though you touched the Sheretz today on Erev Pesach. So today you can't come into the Beis HaMikdash, but you could go to the Mikveh today, and you'll have Harash Shemesh by night time, you'll be Torah Lagamri, you'll be able to eat the Korban. So the Locher is, you're allowed to have a Shliach, a messenger, go for you, and bring your Korban for you, and let him take it home for you, and at night time you'll eat the Korban. So what do you see, La Locha? That even though you yourself cannot come into the Beis HaMikdash, but since by night time you'll be able to eat the meat, you could have a Korban brought for you. South Rav Nachman, the same thing. If a person now is Tor, but he's B'derech Rechoikam, he's 15 mil outside Yerushalayim. There's no way right now, even if he starts walking right now to Yerushalayim, he cannot get there in time to bring his Korban. So what? Even though he won't be there, B'shas Korban, but since by tonight, when it comes to the time to eat it, he will make it into Yerushalayim, so you're allowed to have the Korban brought to him. That's Rav Nachman's Svara. Just like by Tomei Sheretz. Even though you yourself cannot bring the Korban, you can have a shliach bring it for you, since by night time you'll be able to eat it. Here also, even though right now you're b'derech rechoikam, for you to get to Yerushalayim, you won't reach until night time. So what? Right now, let a shliach make the korban for you, because by night time you'll be in Yerushalayim. That's kosher. That's what Nachman's svara. I, Rav Kiva, says not like that, and Rav Shesh is passing like Rav Kiva. So Rav Nachman says that's not shver. Rav Kiva goes l'shitasim. Rav Kiva holds you have to be there in the Beis HaMikdash, or else you have to be able to be in the Beis HaMikdash b'shas teshchita. But if you're a Talmudic person, even though by night time you'll be Torah, nothing doing according to Rav Kiva. So Rav Nachman says, good, that's Rav Kiva l'shitasim. But we paskin not like Rabbi Kiva. We paskin, even though right now you can't get into the Beis HaMikdash, but since at night time you'll be Tor, here also. Even though right now you're B'derech Rechoika, you can't get into the Beis HaMikdash, so what? Since by night time though, you'll be able to be here, you're allowed to have a Korban brought for you, and you can eat it at night time. Yeah. So, Tegemara, turn around, Eilu Sha'isen Es HaSheni. These are the people that are pushed off to bring the Pesach Sheni.
They can't bring down an Erev Pesach or Pesach Rishon. They're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Ha'azovin, if a man is a Zav, or else the Azovis, an Isha that saw 3 days in a row, Peshach for 11 days, that she's a Zovah. Ha'metzoroyim, a man that's a Metzoroyim. Or else Ha'metzoras, an Isha that's a Metzoras, that she's Tomei. She can't have a carbon brought, she can't eat the meat at night. Venidois, an Isha that's a Nida, she's Tomei for 7 days, so a man she can't bring a carbon Pesach, Rishon, she's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. If a man that's boil anida, so the man himself also has a tum anida on him, he's tummy for 7 days, he also can't eat the meat, so mainly can't have a carbon brewed. Vayoledis, an isha just gave birth, she's tummy for 7 days, depends on what, for a zocher or for the kevah, so she can't have a carbon brewed for all, she's pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Ha shaygin, somebody that was normal, a tardig a person, but he was a shaygin, he forgot today was Erev Pesach. And he didn't bring a carbon. The lacher is, he's allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni. Who adin v'yanusim? A person was an honest, he was forced upon it, he couldn't bring a Pesach Rishon, something came up, he just couldn't do it. And who adin v'yamezidin? Who adin if a person was mamish tor, and for no reason he didn't bring a Pesach Rishon? He's amazing. He could have done it today, but willingly he did not bring it. So even though there's a chiyuv karas in this person, but still there's a chiyuv when it comes to Pesach Sheni, to bring a carbon, bring a Pesach Sheni. V'tomei, who are then a person that's tomei in Erev Pesach? It means tomei l'nefesh. You touch the mate, you tomei for 7 days. And who are then v'shoye v'dech rechoyka? Who are then a person that's far away from Yerushalayim? He can't bring a Pesach Rishon. He could bring a Pesach Sheni. For the Gemarim came lama nema tomei. Why did the Torah, if not only tomei v'dech rechoyka brings a Pesach Sheni, why did the Torah here by Midbar say these two cases? It said the case, the person that's Tomei, he could bring a Pesach Sheni. Why does the Torah say this case for? For the Gemara, Tomei, he came Loma Nemar, Tomei, for the Gemara, Loma Nemar. He asked the question, why did the Torah say it? The boy Lamevet Barishan, Leishav Kinilei. He said, if not for this Pesach, I would not know the Lacham. I would not know that he can't let a Tomei bring a Korban Pesach. Maybe a Tomei, the person could bring it. So Avada, I needed for the Lacha to tell me that if you're Tomei, you can't bring a Korban Pesach. I need the potter to tell me this halacha gufa. Elo, but you know what the question is? In pain, if so, if all these cases, anybody that couldn't bring a Pesach Rishon has the right to bring a Pesach Sheni, lo mo nema v'derech rechoikam. Why does the Torah have to say if a person is way far outside Yerushalayim and Erev Pesach and he can't get in there to bring the korban, he has the right to bring a Pesach Sheni? Why does the Torah have to say it for him? It's not only this case that you're far away. All these cases, if b'mezid you don't bring a korban, also you could bring a Pesach Sheni. So why does the Torah have to say this chiddush that if you're b'derech rechoikam, you could bring a Pesach Sheni? The korban pshita. Lo mo nema v'derech rechoikam, and for the Gemara lepoitre min hakoros. It means to tell me that you put him in a chorus. That means if you do not bring a Pesach Rishon, you should know you put him in a chorus. That's the Chiddush. If you don't bring it to Mezid, then in Echnami you could bring a Pesach Sheni, but there's a Chiyuv chorus involved. You're over this Yisr Aseh, you're over, you have a Chiyuv chorus. The Chiddush is, but if you're Derech Rechaika, that's the reason why you do not bring it, you should know you put him in a chorus. So tomorrow, command the Yom Ahurza. And this goes according to the man the Yom that holds, like Rav Nachman, that if you, of Derech Rechaika, if you would have a shliach, bring the korban for you would be good. Because like Rav Sheshis, there's no kasha. According to Rav Sheshis, the Torah has to tell you this big kiddush. The Torah says if a person is a derech rechoikam, you should know, even if you want to go have a shliach, bring a Pesach, nothing doing. You're a person that's nitchet the Pesach Sheni. That's a tremendous kiddush. So why didn't the price say this? The Gemara says this price holds like Rav Nachman, to say no. That even though you're b'derech rechoikam, if you would have had a shliach brought a korban for you, it would have been a good korban. So b'zoy, what's the chiddush in the Torah then? That if you don't bring it, you can bring a Pesach Sheni. For the Gemara Pshita, you're not worse than amazed. You're not worse than somebody that was here in Yerushalayim, and willingly he did not bring a Pesach Rishon, he has the right to bring a Pesach Sheni. So why does the Torah have to say a new chiddush? If you're b'derech rechoikam, if you're outside Yerushalayim, you should know bring a Pesach Sheni. Pshita? So Gemara's Teretz says, you should know that you have no chiyuv karas. That's the chiddush. If you do it willingly, if you're here, and you could bring a Pesach Rishon, just willingly you don't bring it, and echnami, you chayiv karas. But here, since you're derech rechaika, that's the chiddush, you put them in a karas. So the Gemara, isha b'sheni mi mechayvi. What's the loch? Is it? Gemara's asking a kasha now. When this bryce, it says, claw, the zovois and the nidois, they make a Pesach Sheni. For the Gemara, is that true that an isha could bring a Pesach Sheni? For Tanya, we learned, Yochol lo yeyos nes a sheni. I would think, who has the right to bring a Pesach Sheni? El Tomei Neis. A Tomei Nefesh. Only someone that touched the mace. V'shoy of Dech Rechoyka. Or else a person that's mamish was outside Yerushalayim on Pesach Rishon, he has the right to bring a Pesach Sheni. These are the two cases the Torah says Mefarish. What about a Zovin? If a man was a Zav, or else a Mitzoroin, if a man was a Mitzoroin, or else a Boiler Nidus, a man that was Boiler Nidus. So you see, clearly only men are pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Minayin, how do I know? Talmudim, the Pesach says, Ish, Vidashin. Any man, Ish. It says, Ish, Dabra B'nai Yisrael Eimer, Ish, Kiyeh, Tamil Nefesh, Avedarech Rechaika, but says Loshin, Ish, Mashma, not only these two cases, anybody that couldn't bring a Pesach Rishon, he's pushed off the Pesach Sheni. But you see, only a man, not an Isha. The first Christ that says, even Nidois and Mitzorois also could bring a Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara Lakash, there's no steer here. We had a Machlekes Hanoim already. Hor Reb Yosi, Hor Reb Yudah, Reb Shimon, like we had before. Reb Yosi before said that an Isha is Mechuyiv in Pesach Sheni. And the second Christ, it goes according to Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon, they both hold that Midirais and Isha is Potter for Pesach Sheni. Even if she was Tomei by Pesach Rishon, she has no chiyuv to bring a Pesach Sheni. It was only a shaila, if she wants to, could she do it? But she has no chiyuv. So Mela, there's no steer with the two man yam, two tanoim. Tana Rabbonin, the Christ says like this. Chayiv koras ala rishoin, v'chayiv koras ala sheni, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds, let's say a person did not bring Pesach Rishon. He willingly, in other words, on Pesach Rishon, Erev Pesach, he was a Torah Dika person, and he was inside Yerushalayim, and he should have brought the korban. But willingly, the amazing he did not bring the korban, you should know he's chayiv koras. He has one chayiv koras. Hu adin, let's say Pesach Sheni. Somebody willingly did not bring a Pesach Sheni, he's also Chayiv Koras. So Rashi speaks out, the same person can't be Chayiv Koras two times. Because the Chayiv Koras means you'll die early. So once you have this Pesach one time, you can't get a second time. So Rebbe's Chiddush is, Echaps Nafkamina. Let's say somebody on Pesach Rishon was a Shoigig. Pesach Rishon, he forgot today was Pesach. So maybe he's a Shoigig then. And now what's his din? He's supposed to bring a Pesach Sheni. Let's say it came now Pesach Sheni, and willingly he did not bring a Pesach Sheni. What's the locha? According to Rebbe, this person is Chayav Koras. As Rebbe holds, either one of the two korbins could be Mechayav Yukoras. If either one you did not bring Bemezid, Yechayav Koras. Rebbe knows it. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Nosson Noimeno. Chayiv Koras Al Rishon. It's only Pesach Rishon. If willingly you did not bring Pesach Rishon, you should know you Chayiv Koras. Upoter Al Sheni. But let's say Pesach Rishon, there are a few cases, either you were a cotton Pesach Rishon, and you first became a godel by Pesach Sheni, or else let's say Pesach Rishon, you were a Shoigig. You forgot it was Erev Pesach, so you have no Chayiv Koras. So the din is, you're supposed to bring a Pesach Sheni. Let's say it came Pesach Sheni, and willingly you did not bring Pesach Sheni. So, we have nothing to know the apostle from Chorus. The Chi of Chorus only comes for not bringing Pesach Rishon willingly. But for not bringing Pesach Sheni, there's no Chi of Chorus. That's Rav Nosson Shita. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavio Eimer, Af ala Rishon, Eino Chai of Chorus. Even for not bringing Pesach Rishon, there's no Chi of Chorus. Elim came Loyoses Hasheni. That's Rabbi Chanina Shita. That the Chi of Chorus only comes if you do not bring both of them willingly. In other words, you b'shas Pesach Rishon, you knew about it, and you didn't bring it willingly. You're not Chayiv Koras yet. You still have the chance, when it comes Pesach Sheni, to bring the korban. If you don't bring Pesach Sheni also, even though you know about it, willingly you don't bring it, that's the one case you're Chayiv Koras. But let's say Pesach Rishon you didn't do willingly. But then when it came Pesach Sheni, you were shaking. You forgot to say it was Pesach Sheni, you'll be potter from the chorus, according to Rav Chananya. According to Rav Chananya, the Chi of Chorus only comes from not bringing both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, b'mezid. That's the only time you have a Chi of Chorus. So the Gemara of Yodu of Tamayu, these three shittas go according to their svaris. The Tanya would not like this. What happens with the Ger, Shenizgayer, Bein, Shnei Psochin? A guy was a goy by Pesach Rishon, and after Pesach was a Mizgayer, he became a Yisrael. Hu adin v'chein kotin. Shehigdol ben shenei psochim. A person first became bar mitzvah after Pesach, before Pesach Sheni. Does he have a chiyuv to bring a Pesach Sheni or not? So Gemara says, Chayiv lasos Pesach Sheni divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Shitter is, yes, you have a chiyuv to bring a Pesach Sheni. Because Rebbe Shitter is, these two kabbonis are not totally zev zev. They're two separate chiyuvim. Even though you were a katan, b'shas Pesach Rishon, so what? Now when it comes Pesach Sheni, you're a godol, you have a chiyuv to bring a Pesach Sheni. Like Rebbe before said, even though you were a shoyging a Pesach Rishon, but if a shas Pesach Sheni you're amazed, you chayiv chorus. Because Pesach Sheni has its own chiyuv. So this is Rebbe Shitter. Rebbe Nosson Naimeno, Kol Shez Zokot L'Rishon, whoever has a chiyuv to bring a Pesach Rishon, he should know Zokot L'Sheni. He has a chiyuv to bring a Pesach Sheni. Kol Shein Zokot L'Rishon, like here this goy. At Pesach Rishon he was a goy. He was first in his gayer after Pesach. Who had in this cotton? B'shas Pesach Rishon. He was potter for Pesach Rishon. The locher is Ein Zokot L'Sheni. He does not have to bring a Pesach Sheni. So you see clearly they go to Shitasoi. Rebbe Shitter is Pesach Sheni is a chiyuv by itself, and Reb Nosson Svar is no. Pesach Sheni is no chiyuv by itself. Pesach Sheni is only like a tashlumim. You're making up for Pesach Rishon. So whoever was mechuyev in Pesach Rishon can bring the Pesach Sheni. If you are potter for Pesach, if you are potter for Pesach Rishon, and Echnami are potter for Pesach Sheni. So the Marba Maikem Miflugi, what are these three Svaras Tolian? Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds Sheni Rega Mifnayatzmahu. That that we said, the Torah says, whoever did not bring a Pesach Rishon is supposed to bring a Pesach Sheni, that's like a chiyuv by itself. It's called a regel b'fnei yatzmai. So even though you were a katan, b'shas Pesach Rishon, but now by Pesach Sheni you're a godol, you have a chiyuv to bring a Pesach Sheni. Because it's a new chiyuv. It's called a regel b'fnei yatzmai. That's Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Nosson Sovano, Shine Sheni is tashlumim derishinu. You should know Pesach Sheni is only called a Tashlumim, it's only making up for Pesach Rishon. Whoever was mechuyev in a Pesach Rishon and did not do it, he has the right to bring a Pesach Sheni. But someone that had no chiyuv to bring a Pesach Rishon, like you were a katan then, or you were a goy then, even though you're mezgayin now later, before Pesach Sheni, there's no chiyuv. That's your Nosson Svara. And he also holds, Tikunei L'Rishon Loi Mesakin Lei. But he also holds the second one is not coming to Mesakin the first one. The Yamnoshin Svar we had before was, let's say by Pesach Rishon, somebody was here in Yerushalayim, he was Tor, and willingly, b'mezid, he did not bring the Pesach Rishon. The Yamnoshin Svar is he gets chorus for that. And we don't say he has a right to make up Pesach Sheni. No, the Yamnoshin holds the Ike Chiyiv is Pesach Rishon. And if you do not bring it b'mezid, you have a Chiyiv chorus for that. Edechnami, you're supposed to bring the Pesach Sheni, but Pesach Sheni, the Gemara says, is not called a tikkun for the Pesach Rishon. He holds. But tikkun el Rishon lay mesakin lay. He does not hold that the second one could be mesakin the first one. Since Peshas the first one, the mezid you did not bring it, you chayev chorus for that alone. That's your Nashin Svara. Moreover, Rabbi Chananya ben Akavi, so what does he hold? No. Sheni takanta derishanu. He holds no, the second one is a tashlumen for the first one, but it's also called a takonim. It also comes to fix up the first one. In other words, even though you were amazed b'shas Pesach Rishon, you did not bring the korban amazed, you're not chiyuv koros yet. Why? Because you have a right to wait to Pesach Sheni and fix up what you did wrong. If b'shas Pesach Sheni, either you bring the korban, or else you wanted to bring it, just you were shayveg, as long as you're not amazed again by the Pesach Sheni, you don't get cursed according to Rabbi Chananya. Rabbi Chananya holds the Pesach Sheni comes to be mesak in the first one. So therefore you only get cursed if you're amazed b'shas Pesach Rishon and b'shas Pesach Sheni. That's the only time you get cursed. But if you're shayveg either one of the two cases, you don't get cursed according to Rabbi Chananya. So tomorrow, what's the Svar told you in? Ushloshta mikre chadoshu. All of them dash in the exact same posik. The posik says, where's the chiyuv koros here? Yeah, the posik says here, v'ish asher hu tor, a person that was tor, over derech lehoya, he was not away from Yishlayim, v'chodo lasas haposach, and Sam, he did not bring a Pesach. The posik says, v'nichrasu anefashim yameh, this person gets the chiyuv koros. Why? Because he did not bring the korban, but mayadi at the right time, cheto yisa gets a chet to issue. This person gets a chet. So pasuk says, since he did not bring the Pesach Rishon, there's a chiyuv koros involved. That's what the pasuk says. The word dash is like this: ushlosh to mikre chadoshu v'yish ashehu tor v'derech lehoya. And therefore, he did not bring his Pesach. He has the chiyuv koros. Rebbe sovereign. The pasuk means like this: What does that mean? The Loyavid Rishon. Since he did not bring a Pesach Rishon, he's Chayav Koros for that. Inami, even though the Pasuk says Ki, the Pasuk really says Ki Korban Hashem Lehikriv. So the Pasuk is Mashma, V'chod Alasas HaPasuk, he did not bring Pesach Rishon, and then it says in Chayav Koros, why? Ki Korban Hashem Lehikriv, because he did not bring the Pesach Rishon. Rebbe doesn't ask like that. Rebbe says this word ki means like a new thing. Ki is like, and another thing happened. He dashins inami, like or else, korban Hashem lehikriv, b'mayadeh b'sheni. Means who adin, if we did not bring a Pesach Sheni, there's a chi of chorus for that also. So Rebbe says the Pesach is saying two chiyuvi choruses. Either you do not bring Pesach Rishon for that to get chorus, you get chorus, and ki, korban means inami. Inami, korban Hashem lehikriv, he did not bring the Pesach Sheni, also chet the Yisro Yeshu. There's a chi of chorus for not bringing the Pesach Sheni. That's where Rebbe dashins this Pesach. For the Gemara, umimai dahai chetu yisei korosu. The end of the pasuk just says you do not bring the Pesach Sheni chetu yisei shu. This person has the chet. How do you know that the chi of korosu for not bringing the Pesach Sheni? And for the Gemara, Rebbe holds kisava. Rebbe holds